This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases around the world has passed 40 million. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world, although actual worldwide figures of COVID-19 cases is likely to be far higher. To date, more than 1.1 million confirmed virus deaths have been reported, although experts also believe that number is an undercount. The US, Brazil and India are reporting by far the highest number of cases, although the increase in recent weeks has been driven by a surge in Europe, which has seen more than 240,000 confirmed virus deaths in the pandemic so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States boosted its cooperation with Brazil Monday to help the South American nation's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic with a loan to its largest private bank as the two governments agreed on steps to facilitate trade and investment. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro announced the three agreements to ensure good business practices and to stop corruption at a virtual summit organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Several Spanish regions toughened their coronavirus restrictions Monday, seeking to curb a second wave of infection that looks to drive the country with Western Europe's highest caseload above 1 million cases this week. Authorities in the northern region of Castilla y León announced they would seal off some areas to all but essential travel starting Tuesday night. The United Nations said Monday it would stockpile 1 billion syringes around the world by the end of 2021 to be used for the delivery of any future coronavirus vaccine. UNICEF said it aims to get 520 million syringes in its warehouses. This is VOA News. Britain will not return to trade talks with the European Union next year, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman said Monday, stressing that any agreement had to be concluded by the end of this year. Quote, "We have been repeatedly clear that any agreement needs to be in place before the end of the transition period, and we will not be back to negotiate further next year," end quote, the spokesman said. "We must provide certainty to our citizens and businesses, and endless prolonged negotiations won't achieve this," end quote. Evo Morales' party has claimed victory in Bolivia's presidential election as official results trickled in from Sunday night's high-stakes redo of last year's annulled ballot that saw the leftist leader resign and flee the country more than 9 hours after the polls closed. Barely 6% of all ballot boxes had been counted, but with a quick count favoring former economic minister Luis Arce, even Morales' arch-rivals conceded defeat in what was a major jolt for the left in South America. Australia will join three-way naval exercises involving the United States, Japan, and India, the countries announced Monday, in a move that could raise concerns in China, which has criticized similar joint drills as destabilizing. India holds the annual drills called Malabar with the U.S. and Japanese navies each year. It agreed to invite Australia for next month's exercise in the Bay of Bengal, saying it's a sign of cooperation between the Quad countries. Ireland's Data Protection Agency is investigating Instagram following concerns over how the image-sharing social platform handles children's personal data, a spokesperson said Monday. The Data Protection Commission, DPC, has begun two probes into how the U.S. firm owned by Facebook manages the personal data of under 18-year-olds. A DPC statement said the first will, quote, "establish whether Facebook has a legal basis for the ongoing processing of children's personal data and if it employs adequate protections," end quote. The second will test the, quote, "appropriateness," end quote, of Instagram profile and account settings for children and examine the firm's, quote, "responsibility to protect the data protection rights of children as vulnerable persons," end quote. A Facebook spokesperson said Instagram was, quote, "in close contact with the IDPC and were cooperating with their inquiries," end quote. France is preparing to expel 231 foreigners on a government watch list for suspected extremist religious beliefs, a police union source said Sunday, 2 days after a Russian-born Islamist beheaded a teacher. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.